Hello and welcome to the final episode of the news. Al Bradford has killed the show.
Killed the dream.
I mean, I was just a man with a dream and you've taken it away from me.
I know you look forward to this episode every week, but to be honest, we're going under a bit of a restructure at the moment and it didn't quite make the cut.
It just wasn't quite up to scratch. No, it's fair enough. It's been the second time coming of the news. I love covering the headlines. It's funny, some of the stuff we're doing now. It's not really... We don't need to cover what's going on and riots in Africa and things like that. I don't really... Is that what you're saying?
Well, honestly, that's what you look at all the time. But it's like, I don't want to bring that energy to the Funny Business pod.
It doesn't need to be here on this platform at this point in time.
Maybe your own pod where it's like the Robbie Hicks experience where you can put the tinfoil hat on, you can go deep on anything you want.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you for offering that. But it's been a joy doing this episode. It feels like it's a sad goodbye, but...
We threw out the polls on Instagram over the weekend and just said, what's your favourite show? And you can only pick one. And news got one.
Yeah, but that was, again, I don't expect the news to be everyone's favourite show, but I still think there's value in what we're doing. But for those out there who were wondering, yesterday, if you tuned in, was our final LinkedIn Live episode, 100% live, streamed on LinkedIn, six months in. And we're using this week as an opportunity to change up the show. I think it's what now version, this would be version 4.0 or 5.0, Funny Business?
One of them ones, I reckon.
That's pretty cool if you go back and different new covers, new artwork, new stuff, new structure, new type of shows. And we've been doing this particular structure of the news and guests and hot or not and all that sort of stuff now for probably like a year and a half, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, pushing two, I reckon.
And it's time to change things up. So new structure, do you want to announce it? I know it's my show, but I'm happy to throw to you.
No, honestly, it's your show. For the last time, you got a bit of control.
This is the news? I'll leave it to you. Happy to
announce. Yeah, you go. Show. I'm just a special comments guy today.
Is it still going to be Monday, Thursday, Friday? Is that what we're...
For what?
For
well, we haven't discussed that
yet. Discussed
it. We're moving too fast now.
Yeah. Well, hey, how it's going to work is don't stress. Hot or Not's not going anywhere.
That's
still
anywhere.
Be there, and guest episodes will still be there too. So we're probably going to have one to two guest episodes a week with Hot or Not to wrap out the week each week. If you're looking to keep up to date with all the updates and things that's going on, it doesn't mean that we're getting rid of things that we're doing. Like if you've seen our previous LinkedIn live stream demos, which will be a new segment, which will sort of more come off the Dream Big Social Club banner. So we're just trying to cut down, make it easier for people. We know that we've been doing pods and 700 plus episodes now on content is getting back some, like making sure that we just punch in the value of what we're doing for our content. We don't need to blast you with a bunch of stuff, and it's cool that you guys are digging, felt the same way as what we were thinking.
Yeah, and to be honest, like Hot or Not, it's going to just be extended. So if you like that episode, you're going to get the funnies, and we're also going to chat about our week and stuff. So expect around 40 to 50 minutes of Hot or Not every week and guest episodes as per usual. But it's exciting times. We'll be launching a bunch more different shows with other people as well. So if you've hung around for a little while, you know that we had the Wellbeing Network. We're working with Peter Bowling, My Spikes, working with Cooper Chapman, Good Humans, and you're killing it with Michelle Grace Hunter and Tammy. So we've done a few different shows before, changed the business direction, and now we're back doing it again.
Back doing some shows again. It's going to be sick. I feel like that was one of the big things for us was I really enjoyed doing lots of content. It's hard, like we've said, like if people who like Funny Business, you can't, at the end of the day, you might want to have some switch off stuff as well in different ways.
That's why we have Hot or Not. And we know that not always it's about the story. It's about entertaining as well. So,
but it's more like, it's not like we're going to have a gossip pod, but we don't really cover sports here. We don't really cover music in depth. We don't really like, you love like true crime and shit like that.
Now
you
know I do. Yeah.
Now you do.
Old and bitter.
I think it's because you like the serial killer things where
I've been obsessed lately. And that's what, like if people went through my internet history, they'd be like, is this guy about to murder someone? But I've been fascinated with like the Law and Crime Network and all the, like life is a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, if you look hard enough.
We're going to get funky with the type of content coming off the Dream Big Social, under the Dream Big Social Club banner. So expect to see more content outside of Funny Business, but expect to see it maybe a bit more of a polished Funny Business.
A little bit more in each show. So if you're looking for show notes, they'll be there. If you're looking for maybe two or three or even four clips a week, that'll be there too.
Yeah.
So we'll be out and about. We'll be doing lots of in real life events. I know we've been saying it for a little while now, but things are actually taking shape. And we're working with a bunch of clients at the moment who are doing cool things. So,
hey, one of them's Caleb Holstein.
Yeah, he's on Thursday.
Hey, Square X, Green Square. We get to hear his backstory. And like we're working with him. So hearing, getting to, like, it's funny. He actually blew my mind a little bit in this chat. His background and his family experience that all have been involved running businesses, and his dad being the mayor and his mum being so entrepreneurial, and like
he was born for it.
But 15 years old, being involved in his first business, and he's like, I don't know, like Some people get to talk stories like that, but his is like true.
And that's what he was saying. He was saying, oh, it might sound cliche. It's not cliche if that's true, you know?
No, for sure.
That's all you have? Yeah. No special comments today. You're meant to be anchoring the show, bro. No wonder why it's gone down the fucking drain.
Yeah.
A bit of dead air.
Hey, let's be real. I save you on so many
I've saved you lately too. Sometimes I can see your eye just wandering. I'm like, hey, bro, let's bring it back here.
Is that right? Well, Caleb's episode comes out on Thursday. It's less about Square X and Green Square, more about him, his journey, his background, his pathway. He loves coffee.
Yeah. And if you want to know about Square X and Green Square, we actually had, that was our first demo. So you can go on LinkedIn, you can suss that out. They're doing some amazing stuff and you can actually see the behind the scenes of what they're building.
Not just behind the scenes, you can see the live product walkthrough. That's what the demos is for.
That's what I'm saying, behind the scenes.
Like
behind the scenes, like the producer.
Yeah.
You see everything. It's a visual affair. It's a visual experience.
Monday
we had a good episode too. I don't know if you're going to throw back to that or you forgot. But
that's Bianca, what I was about to.
Bianca Boulden.
Hey, I appreciate you just being a bit of pep in your step. I like that. Bianca Boulden, I feel like I'm going to go see a kinesiologist after this chat. And I feel like, I don't know, when people, she shared some stuff pretty openly and talked about how her change up and how she, like, I don't know, approaches her week and life since, and some of that sort of news. And it's like, I don't know, she's an inspiring, energetic person, the contagious energy, I reckon.
I just think someone with ambition, not someone to – I just think like when you leave opportunities open and you want to take them, she's got so much drive. I think she's doing some cool work and I feel you're going to really dig this episode. So
make stuff happen.
Made stuff
this happen. This week, maybe that's the theme, make stuff happen this week.
Yeah, but well, not really because we've killed two shows and we've also – you know what I mean? It's a bit of a mixture of everything like so when we think about
how
it.
How are we meant to feel then? Is that what you're saying? How are we meant to feel?
Why are we happy at a funeral? You know, why are we so happy? Why are we wearing white?
I don't know.
Chill out, you know?
I'm not sure, but hey, I know you didn't really watch it and it's. I'm going to see what sort of fake energy you bring here, but the Matildas won.
I watched it. What are you talking about?
You watched the penalty shootout. You didn't watch the full game.
I didn't watch the full game.
You watched the footy.
Huh?
Yeah. You watched the footy.
Oh, before that Brisbane were playing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then honestly, when the game finished, I watched the penalty and it was like, I caught the best part.
It's like you watched the whole game.
It was like 0-0. I missed nothing.
My dad's a massive soccer fan.
Yeah.
And that was he tried to watch it and he doesn't quite get soccer.
Was he hard to watch it with?
No, I didn't watch it with him, but I was talking about afterwards. He's like, I tuned back in and it was the start of end of extra time and I knew like it was the end of the day, it was 0-0, it was penalties. He said the exact same thing. What did I miss? But you miss a lot. That's not how soccer works. And yes, it's on the scoreboard, but that's like saying a test cricket game that ends in a draw. They didn't have anything exciting happen throughout.
I think it'd be even boringer. Like if you're thinking about test cricket and there's no result, because at least this went to penalty shootout and you get a winner.
That's true.
I thought you were saying Sam Kerr had the big pressure moment, number three, I think she was
in the penalty kick. It's
pretty
crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, does every person kick? Like no one can go twice, can they?
No, there was how much pressure was on that. I saw the stat, it was like most watched sporting event or most tuned in sporting event in Australia since Cathy Freeman at the Olympics.
Well, think about it. What about all the other people that were watching on the phones and at the pubs and that? It's like, that's not even what, that's watching one screen.
I got pretty emotional watching it.
You cried.
I didn't cry. Em cried.
Did she?
Yeah, she cried. Really? She was like, oh, I was so happy for her. Because it was just
just emotions.
We watched the full thing. And it was just like the build up of the pressure attached to stuff, but knowing like.
You're in it.
I was in it.
Yeah.
I wanted them to win.
And you booked in a tattoo session to get the Southern Cross on the heart, didn't you?
There's not many things that I really watch. I'm like that passionate. But I like watching Australia. I like watching Australia in sports. I find that interesting. Teams like going like watching Brisbane, I don't bleed. Even Geelong. You know, like I don't bleed Geelong.
Bro, I'm not like a real – I just like going to watch good games.
But you get the face paint and you rev the engine still when Charlie kicks his goals.
Yeah, only sometimes. Only sometimes I'm revving. He hasn't revved much this year, but I think I might go to the game on Friday, actually. Go
Is see that right?
Brisbane and Collingwood.
What do you think of the soccer, though? Can you give me an opinion on soccer?
I loved it. I love the fact that it's funny. Like Cathy Freeman and now the Matildas, female sporting athletes just killing it.
Yeah.
And they're the ones getting the most eyeballs. And I think it's funny with like the AFL, AFLW and that. It's just there's a lot of work to be done in that space. So, you know what I mean? It's just because watching people at their best is good, isn't it? Like Cathy Freeman, unreal. Sam Kerr, I think, is probably arguably Australia's best sports person. What do you
reckon? Yeah, she's freak.
She's so like good. Our LeBron James, yeah.
Her touch around the ball is so impressive.
I couldn't believe it was Daniel Kerr's sister.
That's wild.
And now I'm looking, I'm like 100%.
Can I get into the headlines?
Yeah,
I know it's my show, headlines. But
yeah, like, you can.
Can I move forward?
It's for the last time.
Hey, this is great. And it's the one that you even brought for me. Yeah. So good
You don't know research today.
Remote work restricted as Zoom Sydney staff head back to the office. A video conferencing giant has ordered its Sydney staff to head back to the office as bosses face a backlash over cutting back remote work. Zoom, the video conferencing company that rose to fame during COVID-19 pandemic, has ordered its Australian staff back to the office. Staff in the firm's Sydney office, alongside their international colleagues, have joined employees at numerous other firms like Transurban and BHP by being required to show up in person. In a statement, a Zoom spokesperson described the new workplace rules as a structured hybrid approach, which would require employees who live near the office to attend in person at least 2 days a week. The move reflects a wider trend across the economy as bosses desperately try to wrangle staff back to the office after remote working arrangements became the norm for more than 4 million employees across the country. Zoom said the changes were introduced to put the company in a better position to use our own technologies, continue to innovate and to support our global customers. We'll continue to leverage the entire Zoom platform to keep our employees and dispersed teams connected and working efficiently. What do you reckon?
I can see the irony. Obviously, the Zoom workers going back, but it's like there's so many elements to a business, and just because you're a fucking video, you know, tool, doesn't mean like everyone's going to be doing shit over video. Like, there's certain jobs where you need to be in the office to do stuff, and I feel like everyone's got different motivations for work. Everyone, like, for example, if you got sold the vision, hey, you work remote, and this is what we do here, and then
that's also, harsh. That's
different because you agreed to something that's not that. But again, shit happens. But you know what I mean? Like, different circumstances. You love it. Why are you smiling?
I just think it's funny, man. I just think it's funny. Like, at the end of the day, this big article, they're only asking to come back 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. It wasn't, you know, like five days a week.
It's not 5 days a week. If a company's mandating 5 days a week, I think they're, like, hybrid. We were saying the same thing. We're doing our ways of working stuff. Is like, I think there has to be an element of people back in the office. It's rude if it's not. There needs to be something going on because you can't not ever meet people.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's a lot of businesses now who go, maybe I don't have that responsibility anymore. You know, all those things. It's like, maybe I can just ditch that, you know? But I feel like that's a crucial element to what makes things good. If you want to attract people to your workplace, you want it to be a vibe when you're there, and you want to be trusted when you're not there.
But you want to have enough time. Yeah, I like where you put it. But you want to have enough time at home too.
Yeah.
Because if you've got stuff that you don't need to be fully in there, I think that making the office is like an intention sort of thing. You're coming in for workshops, you're coming in for a bunch of meetings, you've got back to office days, and you're not going to suit everyone, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, I think that whole Jeff Kennett thing, I think that point got missed when I shared that article. It wasn't about working from home or anything. It was about paying them less. I don't reckon that, but
hey, it's all good. I know you have to bring up a post because you got a lot of engagement. You have to.
You brought that up. You just said that then. If you want to go back, you can have a look.
This is a funny article.
What do you think though? Working from home, and because we've worked from home for how long now?
Ages. I like getting out.
That's because you've got a little baby.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's important. I think we have our in real life day on Wednesday.
Mm.
And that's been so valuable to us. Mm. And now people know it's our city day.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Isn't that crazy? It's hump day. People know it's the city day for us.
Oh, yeah. And we're on Warm Pond Station.
But we get to that's how we've intentionally structured that we don't book things on that day because we do it like this. And I think that there's lots of ways that people and companies can approach how they tackle their full work week, which doesn't require everyone there 5 days a week in the office, but there has to be a balance. You can't just fuck around doing nothing.
If you're a massive company though and you've got fucking 300, 400 employees, there's all different departments. There's probably a department that can do fully remote, but then it's like, do we give them that, you know, and then not the others?
Can't be rules.
I feel like if you've got lots of people working at your company, it's very hard to figure out what's the right thing to do. There's no one simple, clean answer.
I think everyone wants to do that keystroke technology we covered last week on the pod, you know?
Oh, she got in trouble, didn't she?
Yeah, she made more articles.
You named it, shame.
She's writing them herself. Anyway, if you've enjoyed the news, let Locke know and tell him that you're disappointed. If he doesn't hear from you, then it's probably a good decision that it's gone.
Yeah, well, no one's listening to this shit anyway.
That's not true. It's been a fucking great show. I like covering the news. Actually,
are you going to cry for this? Is Em going to cry for this?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, no, just plenty of good pods coming up. And hey, I'm not sad. It's an evolution. 5.0.
Why is there a tear in your eye?
Because I
you like taking control. I'll let you have hold or not. What about Rob's list?
Nah,
that's got to happen soon.
That sucks for me.
Why?
That's not what I'm.
So
like.
You're, you.
I want to talk about like what's going on in the like, the riots, so the pods and that the uprising in Nigeria and Africa, and
so the pods that are gone,
war in Ukraine and shit. That's what I want to talk about. Yeah.
No, but the pods that are gone this week are your ones, the ones that you produce. So the LinkedIn lies. where you're producing, you're behind the scenes, you don't have to do that.
I'm cutting my producing
and then
time.
News, hey, I don't have to, I didn't even come with any headlines today.
So you're saying that I've just got cut from producing, I lost my producing
No,
role.
It's almost like you got so much time back.
Oh, you're saying, you know what I mean?
You're like a part-time employee now.
Hey, if you love funny business, go and tell a friend. It would really help us, seriously. We don't do any paid marketing for what we've done for Funny Business. For 3 years, the only time, really, besides seeing our content and stuff getting out there, is we know people like to tell people that they would like this episode. So if you find an episode that you really like, send it to a friend and hit that share button and say, listen to this episode, think you get something out of it. That would help us. Not much for you, really, because that's just fucking 1 second text message. But it would help us. And we're here all the time helping you. So there you go.
Three times a week, two times a week.